All right, we're live. And I believe that means we're on YouTube right now. Hello, YouTube people, who are just the same as regular people on the radio. We are talking with Alex and Kyle. And we have Dr. Welton Chang with us from Human Rights First. And we are going to continue the conversation for a few minutes anyway. We're going to test this out. And the reason we're doing it this way is because we can't take phone calls on the air because we don't have access to the dump button in case somebody says something inappropriate. There's nothing we can do, and that could be unfortunate. So the phone number is 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK. I know it's always hard to get the first person to call. Everyone's always shy. So if we can just get that out of the way as quickly as possible, that would be so good. We'll know everything is working at least. Let's just do a quick mic check. Kyle, your mic is working there?
Yes.
All right. Weldon, your mic is working?
I think so.
And Alex?
Copy that.
All right. Now, Alex, you're listening on YouTube, right?
Well, I turned off the stream because it was...
Can you just turn it on to make sure we're on? It'll be delayed. We'll hear us in many seconds past.
Regular people on the radio.
Hey, that's me. Okay. Yeah. So it works. It works. All right, folks. So this is your chance to give us a call and talk to us because we haven't been able to talk to you. Oh, the phone is ringing. The phone is ringing.
It picked up.
What do you mean it picked up?
Well, I have auto answer.
Oh, auto answer's on. So yeah. We have a caller.
Yeah. And I can drop if you get feedback because it doesn't mute the...
Well, the caller's time is important. And I can see from what's displayed on the screen that it's from the 443 area code. I have no idea where that's from. Caller, where are you from? Caller, are you there? I hear my voice in the distance, but I don't hear a caller.
I think they forgot about us.
No, I don't think they forgot. Are they still connected?
I believe so, yeah.
These are the hiccups that we have to go through. Oh, boy.
I'm actually calling from Staten Island, New York.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know what? Can you hear me? Yeah, I think he's hearing me later.
Hello?
Yeah,
that's what it sounds
delay.
Like.
Yeah,
no, it's a big
you.
Delay. Look how long it's taking him to answer me. Are you sure he's not... There's not a button here that he's not... Okay.
I think he's listening through YouTube.
Yeah, don't listen through YouTube. Listen through your phone. Listen through your phone. That's very important. And hopefully you'll be able to hear us close to live. There's like a 40-second delay otherwise, and it'll take a very long time.
Yeah, so... There is a delay, and I'll work with the delay.
Okay, well...
So you just let me know what's your question.
Well, wait, you're asking us a question, I think. Well,
I can't hear you through the phone at all.
You can't hear us through the phone, Kyle. Okay. How about now?
Hello?
All right, these are the things we have to iron out. I'm sorry, for some reason, they can't... We tested this, and it worked. Of course... Now we're creating static. That's great. That's wonderful. A caller, in 40 seconds, could you just ask us a question and we'll answer it on the YouTube channel?
There's still a delay, but I can use the IRC chat if you guys are still on it.
I'm not on IRC right now. You know, I haven't been on IRC in years, but how about you just ask us a question and we'll answer it and you can hear it over YouTube. And hopefully we can fix these horrible connections that we have. And now we wait 40 seconds for him to hear that. Wow, technology, really, it's marching forward, isn't it?
All right, this is what I'll do. I'll just jump right into it. So I heard you got your plea that you wanted someone to have the first call, and I'll be that sacrificial lamb. I'm Han Cannon from Staten Island. I was just working from home, teleworking, and I had an old boombox sitting there. I know it works. But I haven't powered it up in a long time. So I plugged it in. I tuned to a station that was clear, and I heard New York City talk radio. And then over a certain amount of time, then I hear the words "off the hook," and it brought back fond memories. Immediately, it brought me back to Citicorp Center, Barnes & Noble, black T-shirt with the red box diagram. And exciting times where I just wanted to know how anything worked in the world. This is a time where I lived in New Jersey for a bit, had net zero, you know, had my own dial-up line, and that's how I got onto the internet. I'm getting MP3s that way. I mean, so the nostalgia got me very excited, and I'm super happy just to hear you guys on the radio. And it's the first time in, like, over 20 years I actually was able to communicate with someone. So
wow,
I'm happy to hear you guys on the radio. That's it.
That is amazing.
That was just helping you guys test your audio. I didn't have any questions in particular. I'm just...
Okay.
Just excited. That's really it.
Well, I know you can't hear me now. You hear me in 40 seconds, but I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for those kind words. And I think that epitomizes what it is we're all about. People just randomly hearing us and thinking about hacking and the history of Off the Hook and all that. And great to hear from Staten Island. And hopefully our audio gets fixed and we can work that out a little bit better. Is that call disconnected now?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to try again. Maybe it was that caller. I doubt it, though. I think it's probably something on our end. We did test this for over an hour last night, and we got it to work, but it took a little bit of doing. If another call comes in, we'll be able to test that as well. But
also try turning them down.
Turning who down?
Alex, briefly.
I can turn.
If I have to mess with this.
Okay, we can do all kinds of. Whoa. Okay, yeah, and like, don't do that. You told me that already. Don't hit that button. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Okay, so yes, we again can take phone calls 802-321-4225. Hopefully, another phone call will come in, and we can actually hear them, they can hear us.
We can sort of take phone calls. This is an experiment.
Yeah, this is what it's about, folks. This is hacking. This is trying to make something work that should never work in the first place. I'm ignoring our guest here, guys. Anything else that you want to add to the conversation? Either of you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's interesting that we didn't have this problem last night, and we spent a lot of time testing and running through all the different permutations of what could go wrong, and not being able to hear somebody on the phone was not one of those problems. So, you know, it's, anything goes, Murphy's Law type of thing. But look, I think, you know, it is streaming on YouTube. There are people listening. We do have an overtime thing going. So definitely call in. Don't be shy. 802-321-HACK. Is that 4225, if I recall correctly? Give us a ring.
Okay, we're going to try and hear this person. What do I do? I'm going to turn them down, turn this person up. And can they hear us? Is anyone there? No, they can't hear us. Are they going to answer in 40 seconds? This is ridiculous. We deserve better than this. What did you do last night to make it work, Kyle? Because at first it didn't work, and now it's not working again. Oh, and we didn't have a call in the first place. Is anyone there?
Yes, someone is here.
Oh, my God. Is that Bobson from Bulgaria?
That's Bobson.
Yes, sir.
And wait, and he can hear us.
Don't touch that
connector. Don't touch anything. Nobody move.
I'm going to drop the YouTube.
Nobody move.
Sound. Why? What happened?
No, because if we... Well,
oh, no, it's my connection on the board we're using. Go ahead, Bobson.
Tell the dog to sit down. If he moves even a little bit, this connection is going to go haywire. Bobson, how are you? You're in Bulgaria?
Yes, sir. Well, it's not been a good year, shall we say.
Really? What happened?
Oh, well, very recently there was a loss in my family.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, well.
I thought you were referring to the overall gloom that was...
I was being... what's the word? Not greedy. I was being selfish for a brief moment. Sorry about that.
I don't think that's true. I doubt that.
You're welcome to that.
Do you have perhaps a question for our guest from Human Rights First?
Well, not as such. I've been trying to figure out the YouTubes and whatnot, and it's been a bit confusing. So,
but you got through.
It was fun listening to you.
You got through. That to me is a success. The fact that you were able to make it. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, I'm not listening to the YouTubes right now because the phone seems to be the better way to go about it.
And it's good to know you can hear us over the phone.
Oh, yes, sir.
Can we just do a quick test? Because you guys can hear him? No problem? Okay. Can you say something now? Let's see if he can hear you. Wait, Kyle, you give me a warning look.
Just be careful.
Be careful of what? What else to be careful of?
Go ahead.
It's a knob on the board. Okay. It might make a horrible sound, in which case I'll be the one that gets deafened. Okay, here we go. Guys, say something to Bobson.
Hello, Bobson. Echo.
I hear a faint voice saying hello.
Okay, that's good enough.
Hey, Bobson.
And
how
I
are
hear
you?
Myself in an echo over the phone.
Did you hear Weldon? I sound terrible now.
Yes, it was a bit faint.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe if I turn myself off while they talk.
And my voice is coming back over the phone in an echo.
That's odd. So you're hearing an echo of your own voice coming back at you on the phone.
Yes, sir. I heard you
but
faintly.
You were able to say that, and he was able to understand you, and that, to me, is success. So we're getting there. We did have the echo problem yesterday. Bobson, now, when you talk to me directly, do you hear the echo?
I don't hear it right now, no.
So he doesn't hear it when he talks to me.
I just turned something down.
He hears it when he talks to Alex. So it's Alex's fault, which I suspected from the beginning, that when people talk to him,
well,
they hear their own voice echoed back.
Try it again.
It feels to me as if the telephony we're playing with now sounds somehow 1820s or so.
Echo? Anybody there? Bobson, are you there?
I'm here. I hear you, but you're not... I hear you low, shall I say.
But Bobson, did you hear an echo when you talked to him just now?
No.
Okay, so we fixed that problem. We just fixed the problem. So that's awesome. Wow.
The thing is, we have like two audio interfaces, each on a channel, and they're both monitoring certain channels. And so invariably, in various configurations, we're going to collide.
Yeah.
So, and my audio engineering skills are, I mean, minimal compared to what we've built. But it's so great to hear you and be able to share with everyone, share
now,
the conversation with
Alex
everyone.
Wants to say something. I'm gonna take a chance now and turn him up at the same time that Kyle and I are up, and hopefully we don't deafen ourselves. Okay, go ahead.
Kyle, your audio engineering skills notwithstanding, unfortunately, Welton and I could not hear Bobson when he was
recon. Okay. You couldn't hear him when?
I hear you, Alex, but your voice is a bit low.
Yeah, he hears you, but your voice is low. But you said you couldn't hear him.
You hear him now, right?
You hear him now. So, Kyle, whatever you did, don't do that again.
Yeah, that's what I had turned
there,
down.
There are so many knobs and buttons on this board. It's unbelievable. But just getting this to work, it might seem easy in concept. It's not as easy as you might think.
It would take me an hour to describe why it's doing that, or like what I did to make it fail in the way it did. And we don't really want to spend time on
three different technologies of audio.
Well, maybe if you write it down, it might be useful in the future.
Oh, yeah, we're taking a lot of notes on this, and we're definitely improving as we build upon what we've done.
Bobson, if I can ask an actual question here, how has Bulgaria been dealing with the pandemic?
Well, it's been weird. There were attempts to make face masks mandatory and such, which have not met with the public does not seem to be taking them too seriously, unfortunately, because I don't know what reasons, but I don't go out without a face mask on my nose and mouth.
Good.
Because that's who I am, and it seems that far too many people I run into are not wearing masks when I do that during daytimes.
I would cross the street when those people start coming your way, just go the other side of the street and maybe wave.
Well, when I wave my walking stick in their vicinity, they seem to get the idea to not spend too much time near me. So it's a bit of a Oh, well.
Yeah, no, that's done with style, Bobson. Good to hear. And we really look forward to seeing you again, hopefully this summer. You know, I think things might start getting back to normal by then, and certainly after then.
Are we talking hope 2021-ish? Or
we're talking about whatever it is we can manage to do, and we're going to do it safely, and we're going to make sure that we all get through this as sanely as possible. But it's just, it's so cool to be able to talk to people again and looking to be able to use technology in the way that benefits us, and I think we're all trying to do that.
Hey, we figured out how to use telephones.
Okay, it's more than that. It's more than just telephones. If it was just telephones, it would be easy. We're doing YouTube, we're doing Skype, and we're doing copper line. And
the YouTubes are in the background somewhere on a screen where I see a old post box, but I'm not listening to them because it would be confusing.
Well, Bobson, good hearing from you. We're going to try and get one more phone call before we sign off for the night, but please stay in touch.
Thank you for the show tonight.
Thank you for listening and being there and hanging there.
You too, folks. See you soon, I hope.
You can say goodnight too, you guys.
Good night, Bobson.
Good night, Bobson.
Now, I'm not going to touch anything on the board at all, so hopefully these settings stay.
Yeah, that's a good equilibrium.
And the next caller can hear us, so that this is the test.
I'd be ready to mute the telephone because it might make a horrible sound.
If it makes a horrible sound, I will mute.
All right, we're hanging up, Bobson. Bye.
I cannot mute the phone on my end.
We would never ask you to do that.
You know what? It would be too much. Too much to ask you, but thanks for calling.
So let's try and get one more phone call in. Oh, you're right about the noise. You were right about that noise. Okay, so I pressed a button. I'll just unpress that button when the next call comes
in.
Yeah,
when we drop a call, we should definitely mute the
channel. If I release the button now, would it make that noise again?
Yes.
You're right. Okay, so I'll wait for a call to come in, then press that button, and hopefully they can hear us, because I haven't touched any knobs and made any adjustments.
Yeah, there's a gain setting I think I didn't go through the procedure.
So, folks, one more call, that's all it takes, and we're learning, we're getting better at this. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK, and we'll take that call. You can say whatever you want to say, and then we will move on. And Kyle, you're touching wires on there. You shouldn't touch wires because that might affect the board.
You're right.
So, guys, anything you want to add to the conversation while we wait for this phone to ring?
No, this has been, you know, quite a glorious experiment. I think, you know, it's working. We troubleshot some issues. We have an amazing guest on the line, a call from Bulgaria, a call from Staten Island. I'm wondering where the next one is going to come from.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just honored to have been a part of this inaugural session and probably will live on the internet until, you know, the sun dies a heat death, I guess.
So. One would hope. One would definitely hope. Off the hook, overtime, we have a call coming from, looks like, is that Philadelphia, 267?
Oh, no.
Do I hit the button now?
Yeah.
Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm using an OBHi, now Polycon, VoIP analog telephone adapter.
Oh.
And I'm calling out on a one suite number where I pay a penny a minute. And the number that you see in the caller ID, it's impossible for you to call me back on it, which is a number I use when I call back suspicious caller IDs that called me in case we're spammers.
Wow.
So I remember one
Brilliant.
Said, press 2 to continue receiving information from us. This is when they had already spammed me about auto warranties. Of course I pressed 2, continue calling me, because they never get through to me.
You could call them with their own phone number, too, and have them call themselves forever.
Yeah. Well, they just might recognize it, but then maybe not if they have a whole boiler room of people. They may not even know what the outgoing number is. Anyhow, I'm listening on YouTube, and I think this is good this way. Maybe you could have all your shows like this.
Well, you know, we learn from trying new things, and this is the first time we're trying this, so by all means, give us your feedback.
Yeah, there may be a way. The tricky part about that is the cutover. We are connected both to terrestrial radio station and in the city, of course, and cutting over from one to the other is a little bit of a process, but we'll work on that. We're gonna keep working on the kinks and learning about taming everything that we have connected without blue smoke.
Yeah, the important thing is to be able to talk to our listeners. We haven't been able to do that for months, and it's just great to be able to hear voices again.
Have you gotten rid of the delay?
We have a delay on, you mean for the radio station?
No, I mean, I'm talking to you now, and there seems to be no delay between your voice and mine.
Because you're talking on the phone. YouTube, there's a delay.
Well, also, we had a tricky thing where you weren't able to get that signal back, but I have a precariously placed quarter-inch jack.
Why?
That just barely touches in the right way. I don't really understand it. I tried a mono quarter-inch jack, and anyway, that's what happened. So it's
maybe you should take a picture of the board and post it. Maybe somebody can tell us what the right settings are, because
this is a stereo quarter-inch jack. But anyway, it's something we're working on. I wanted a better connection so that was reliable. But thankfully, you sound great. We're hearing you very well, and it doesn't seem to be appreciable any kind of delay at all. So.
Caller, are you comfortable telling us where you're calling from, and do you have a question for our guest?
Long Island City, Queens.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I have no question. I'll get back to listening on YouTube.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
All righty. Bye.
And I'm going to hit that button quickly before the horrible noise happens. See, I can learn. And that's going to be it. That's going to be our last call. But I think it worked out. It worked out all right. You know, a little kink every now and then, but we got through. You guys have any?
You're going to have a recurring, like, what, 10-second delay or whatever the delay is between your caller closing up and whoever's monitoring on YouTube calling in, right?
Yes.
So if they're using YouTube to figure out the end of the call, then you're always going to have that delay there. But
definitely,
that's
yeah,
a small price to pay.
The other
right
problem
there
we ran into, we didn't get a chance to really focus on this. We have an analog, you know, copper line that is one phone line, does not have call waiting on it. So if somebody else calls it, you get a busy signal. You have no idea how rare that is. But we want to give out a special number, the one that ends in hack, that forwards to that number. And there is not a service we can find, Google Voice being the current one, that will allow you to get a busy signal for that second call, a second, third, fourth call. Everything forwards you to their own brand of voicemail, and they just give you all these gizmos that you don't want. So people who are trying to reach us who didn't get through because somebody else was already on the phone line, they got voicemail instead of the busy signal that we wanted them to get. Well, we didn't want them to get a busy signal, but that's what they should have gotten. But that's the kind of battle with technology that we find ourselves fighting more often than not. And we hope to fix that as well. Alex, I think you're looking into getting another analog phone line involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of solutions. Alex, you were talking about services you already had, virtual or voice mailbox systems that are like service-based, or as I talked about on previous shows, like and many people would be aware, PBX software or FreeSwitch. These things are stuff you could probably program fairly quickly. But we're working our way up. We just got our Windows 3.1 voice BBS.
Working our way up to a busy signal. That's what we're doing. It's a challenge just to get back to the technology of the 1980s.
Yeah, and it's shaped by all these different numbers and services and their quirks. So, but that is the most we would want more than what we were able to set up. And the calls came in great.
Yeah, I thought they worked out pretty well. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, just sort of ending on a fun note about telephony and anachronisms. Something we mentioned earlier was, you know, the busy signal with the Bell Atlantic notification. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the show we mentioned that, right? Emmanuel, do you remember the Manhattan Exchange 279?
That used to be WBAI's old exchange.
That's right, 212-279-3400.
That's right, good memory. That's exactly
that.
It, yes.
So check this out. I was playing with the phone, you know, while we were doing live off the hook, 212-279-9901. Listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Comes in. Is it not going to pick up now? The switch picked up before. Oh, here we go.
Office of West 36th Street, serving code 646-674-212-594-917-339.
But wow. It's in Atlantic again.
Yeah, because that's an ancient recording. That has not been. They probably lost track of that. I'll bet there's nobody at Verizon knows how to access that to fix it.
I bet you're right. I mean, they haven't changed it in decades, mm-hmm. right? It still literally says Bell Atlantic. I mean, it hasn't been Bell Atlantic for a very, very long time.
Okay, challenge to the listeners. Find us a recording that says 9X. And if you do that, New York Telephone after that. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. Write to us, oth@2600.com. And if you really want a challenge, tell us where the picture is that is on our YouTube channel right now, if you're listening to this stream. Any last words, Weldon, from you?
We are going to be honoring Albert Ho, a Hong Kong human rights activist and lawyer, tomorrow with our every 2 years we give out the Baldwin Award. And I just wanted to, you know, let your audience know that it's going to happen at noon Eastern tomorrow. And if they, you know, are interested at all, humanrightsfirst.org, they can sign up. It's a free, you know, event, and actually it'll be an exclusive interview that we had with him to honor his work and also bring attention to what's going on in Hong Kong.
And that address again is what?
Humanrightsfirst.org.
Okay, and Alex, your award, a possible award, is that being broadcast on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the Financial Times Innovation Awards for lawyers. I think if you just Google that or DuckDuckGo that or whatever verb you want to use to perform a search on the internet, just look up FT Innovation Awards, and it's free. You can stream it in. It starts at 4:30 p.m. ends at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, and fingers crossed that that David versus Goliath pulls it off here. But again, I'm incredibly honored to be part of that list and to have our work recognized by the Financial Times for cyber threat intelligence and DNS monitoring in the age of COVID-19 is pretty cool. So we appreciate the recognition. We're going to continue doing what we do and being one of many fighting back against the coronavirus.
I think we can all say that.
Yeah, please keep us updated on both of you on your work, and we'll have another time in the future to have additional discussions and take more calls and questions. It's really, really been great having this time today.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for this inaugural broadcast of Overtime, Off the Hook Overtime. We will hopefully see you next week. Good night.